Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio, Divine Connection. What a mighty God we serve. Praise the Lord. He is awesome, phenomenal. Can't give him enough praise, can't give him enough glory. When I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah. Thank God for saving. So we bless the Lord for you joining us on this 28th day of January. How soon did the new year come in, and how soon this month is almost completed and over. But thank God for every day that he's given unto us. He's so awesome. I bless him and I glorify him and magnify him, because there is none like him. He's our Savior, our Deliverer, our Healer. And glory to God. In him we live, move, and have our beings. Glory to God. He is so wonderful. And I thank God for him. And I thank God for what he's doing in our lives, even at this hour. Praise you, Jesus. I want to bless him and give him praise. Thank God. Praise the Lord. And thank God tonight that we have our speaker, none other than our own prophetess, Lillian Bird. Thank God. Glory to God, out of Molden, South Carolina, near Greenville in the Spartanburg area. He is phenomenal. He's phenomenal, the God that we serve that feeds us his word. And it's up to us to come to the dining table to eat. And glory to God. And if we don't, it's up to us, because he said, whosoever will, let him come. And he'll come. He'll nowise cast us out. So if we make up our mind and say, nevertheless, thy will be done, he certainly will bless us. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Well, until we get some of our patriots to come on, our prayer warriors and others, I'm going to do a reading until the pastor get ready to come on. And this is a little bit about the armor of God, because we're looking for a dynamic word to be spoken tonight. Praise the Lord. The menu, prayer for putting on the armor of God. Praise the Lord. Lord Jesus, I now follow your command to put on the full armor of God, because I know that my battle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, authorities, the powers of the dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the unseen world. Thank you that you have made it possible for me to be strong in your mighty power and to stand against all that the evil one would throw against us this day. In Jesus' name, we put the belt of truth on and pray that we may be centered in it and encircled by your truth today. By your power, enable us to walk in your truth and to give no place to deception of the lies of the enemy. Protect us by the truth of your word, Lord Jesus. I put on the breastplate of righteousness, and we praise you, Lord Jesus, that we are covered with your righteousness today in our bodies. We have about three on. Praise the Lord. In our bodies, our soul and spirit. I now pray that by the power of the Holy Spirit, our lives will show forth the righteous fruit of your presence. Guard our hearts, for it is the wellspring of life. Proverbs 4:23. Strengthen and protect the most valuable places in our lives with that which is right, good, and noble, so we might not receive a fatal blow from the enemy. Why are we dropping off? Can you not hear us? Well, praise the Lord. Amen. Let's see if we're having a problem with the service tonight. Because we had three on, and now we only have two. Let's see if they're a problem. Praise the Lord. Pastor Berger there?
I'm here.
All right. I don't know why the other ones fell off. It's only two, three of us. I'm trying to give place. I was just reading until we get a few more on, so that way we won't miss that word. So if we get about at least three or four more on, we'll go ahead and stop with the word. But Father, we do bless you. And it says, I put on the breastplate of righteousness. I praise you, Lord Jesus, that I might, that I am covered with your righteousness today, my body, soul, and spirit. We put on the shoes of peace. We choose to stand on the firm foundation of Jesus Christ and the good news of his amazing grace. In Jesus' name, I claim over my heart and over our heart and mind the peace of God that transcends all understanding, Philippians 4:7. I cast out every anxious thought today as I walk in the gospel of peace, and we pray that you would make us ready to share your good news with others. Praise the Lord. We have a few more on, so we will get ready to go on because we're listening to a powerful word tonight as the Lord uses his vessel unto his honor. So we bless God. Praise God. We're going to use those scripture readings that we just read out of about the whole armor of God of Ephesians. Glory to God. 6:10-17, even though we didn't go through all of those, that will be our scripture reading about the whole armor of God for those that already heard it. Bless the Lord and praise God. We thank God again tonight, for this is the night of our time that we will have ministers come forth, and our own prophetess bird will bring forth the word tonight. So we're looking forward to God blessing and moving, and we're going to bind Satan up right now, because any of those that are having problems with coming on and it's thing keep kicking them back out. There has been some odd outages in the city here, but where you all are the ones that are on this, different places that you are in, different cities and states. So we're just going to pray that the Lord bless that you not have a problem coming on. And we're going to bless the Lord and pray for them, because they still keep having some drop-offs. But in the meantime, Father, we come in your presence tonight. We come with a spirit of thanksgiving and the attitude of gratitude, glorifying and magnifying you for this opportunity that we can come and give glory and praise and honor to you. And God, not only just because we're online, but every day that you give us, help us to wake up glorifying you and going to bed glorifying you, because at the end of the day, you have all the answers to every situation and every circumstance. God, we thank you that you continue to give us ear to hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say. Forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness, creating us a clean heart and renew the right spirit within us, and help us to speak and decree and declare what you would have us to say and do, and not let our feelings and emotions get in the way, so we can crucify this flesh, that the Spirit of God can be glorified. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you. We thank you again, hallelujah, for life, health, and strength, and activity of our limbs and sound mind. Thank you for you being a healer and a deliverer. And thank you for this vessel that you will use tonight to bring forth your word. We pray blessings upon the prophetess Lillian Bird, that you cover under the blood, dispatch your angels. Thank you for her determination to stand on your word, to seek out your face, and to speak and to decree what thus said the Lord. So, God, we ask you to stir up a fire on the inside of it and send more laborers on the line and others, glory to God, that need to hear. And glory to God, we are praying even for those faithful five that's on six altogether. Well, five of us, if you include me. But I'm praying, God, that you are blessed as she begin to open up and share the word, that glory to God, the others will be on in time to hear what they need at that appointed time. And there is nothing, glory to God, too hard for you. And we just ask you to continue to bless and touch those that are healing in need of, that are hurting and going through, when she came to bind the broken heart, and even for those that going through in their physical body, that you, glory to God, can touch in those areas too, because you did this already, everything already at Calvary. It's just a fact that the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy, but you came to give us life and life more abundantly. And you already told us what he came to do, so we got to stand on your word in faith that, God, you're going to turn some things around. So we thank you for the anointing. Thank you for your word. It's already anointed. Anoint your vessel. Give us ears to hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say to the church. In the name of Jesus, as we get ready to bring forth this vessel, we bind up Satan, all of the cohorts, every trap, snare, plot, plan, any interference on the lines of things, glory to God, or even try to come against her while she's speaking, or anything else that would try to interrupt these services or what you're going to do through us once we even hear the word. So, Satan, we rebuke, bind, and loose you from your assignment. Go back to the dry place in which you came. We loose God's anointing. Bring forth the peace, the strength, the courage, the encouragement, the wisdom, knowledge, and open up our ears to hear and not hear, but just and obey in Jesus' name. We bless you tonight. And thank you so much for the joy and peace and the power of forgiveness. What a lovely and a wonderful God we serve. In the midst of all the turmoil and everything, help us to be grateful every day in the name of Jesus. We bind up any transferring spirits, and we thank you right now as we prepare to hear what thus said the Lord through the vessel that he has ordained tonight to speak, none other than our own prophetess, Lillian Bird. Praise the Lord. At this time, receive. Glory to God. Heard for those that have not heard. Glory to God. I don't think anybody on there haven't heard. We introduce and other ones. Glory to God. We present. But at this time, receive none other than the prophet. Amen.
Amen. Above all power, above all kings, above all nature and all created things, above all wisdom and all the ways of man, you were here before the world began. Above all kingdoms, above all thrones, above all wonders the world has ever known, above all wealth and treasures of the earth, there's no way to measure what you're worth. Crucified, laid behind the stone, you live to die, rejected and alone, like a rose trampled on the ground, you took the fall and thought of me above all. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank you, Father, tonight. We thank you for who you are and all that you do. We thank you, Father, that you took the fall for all of us, dear God. You took all sins upon yourself, Father God, so that we might live unto you, that we might be justified, that we might receive eternal life. So, Father, we just want to give you praise tonight, and we just want to thank you for who you are and all that you do. We ask tonight, God, as we come to break that bread of life, as we come with the word that you've given us, Father God, we pray and ask in the name of Jesus that Holy Spirit be present, take over, and do what you want to do. Ask that what you want to be said, let it be said. And we pray most of all, Father God, that the hearers that come to hear this word tonight, and God, I know that they've probably heard this word a thousand times, but I pray that something that the Holy Spirit will impart with us tonight will enlighten us, Father God, that it will bring us even closer to you. So, Father, I die to self now. And I say, Holy Spirit, be alive in me and bring forth this bread of life, the word of God. And I'll be careful to give you all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory. It's in Jesus' precious name I pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. I greet each of you tonight in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And I'm just so thankful and grateful to be here tonight before you. I'm praying that I won't be long before you. But I want to bring you this word that God gave me. He just gave me this word a couple of nights ago. So I want to share with you what he shared with me. And my subject for tonight is the person of the Holy Spirit. The person of the Holy Spirit. The third person of the Trinity. We're going to start off tonight, and this is something that I've read probably 1,000 times or more through the years, but this word, it sort of caught me in a different way as I was looking at it, and I looked at something that I had never really just stopped and pondered with. It was just something that I just never thought about, I guess. So we're going to start at Matthew 4, starting at verse 1. Matthew 4, starting at verse 1. Then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterward hungry. Now, what is this thing doing? Come on back here. Afterward, hungry. And when the tempter came to him, he said, if thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread. But he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. What caught me in these verses was I never thought of God, Jesus Christ, being led into the wilderness by the Spirit. And I sort of thought about that. And I said, well, why was the Spirit leading Jesus into the wilderness when that was part of the Godhead? And God spoke clearly to me, and he said, you got to remember that Jesus was all God, but he was yet all man. And that man part of him needed the leading of the Holy Spirit. Jesus was born of a woman. He slept, ate. He felt pain. He was tempted. He had feelings. Everything that a human had, Jesus also possessed. In that human part of him. He did not miss anything in that human part of him. Therefore, he needed the leading of the Holy Spirit before he could walk into ministry. Now, if Jesus, being the Son of God, needed the Holy Spirit to lead him and guide him and to be his strength through the temptation that Satan would bring, how much more do we think we need the Holy Spirit? I want to look at Acts 10 now. Just give me a little time to get there. Acts 10, verse 38. And this is what it said. 38. Acts 10, 38 says this. Now God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit. My God, and with power. who went about doing good and healing all that was oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. These are two scriptures that even though I've read them, I never put together as the power of the Holy Spirit being in operation in Jesus Christ. You know, I'm probably one of the only persons that didn't really put that together. But when I began to read that, I understood the importance of this person, the Holy Spirit. And we need the Spirit of God living and indwelling in us in order for us to do what God has called us to do. If Jesus needed the power of the Holy Spirit, how much more do we think we need the power of the Holy Spirit? So we're going to examine some of the traits of the Holy Spirit. And these are traits of the Holy Spirit that we all must have in order to be him and even to please him. Not to be him, but to have the Spirit of God living in us. And this is Galatians 5:22-23. It says this: but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. We got to have the traits of Jesus Christ living in us so that we know that we've been changed. I mean, we can't hate people and say that the Holy Spirit lives in us. Well, it can live in us, but we can still have our own will. Because that's one thing that the Holy Spirit will not do. The Holy Spirit will inspire us. He will lead us. He will guide us. He will direct us. But the Holy Spirit will not force a person against his will. Because we have to all know that old man, that flesh don't die. But the Holy Spirit has to dwell in us in order for us to be accepted by the beloved. We got to have that meekness and that kindness, regardless of how people treat you. And regardless of how you was in that old man. Oh, see, I don't know about some of you, but we didn't always love everybody. Some people you just hated and you wanted to hate them. But when the Spirit of God comes to live in us, that's not part of his traits. So therefore, we got to love in spite of how people treat us. And I like this. It says not only love, but we got to have joy. That's his trait. The Holy Spirit comes to live in you. You can't be moping around sad all the time. Something wrong. Because it changes us from the inside. It also say we're going to have peace. I don't care what's going on around us. Because the Spirit of God lives in me. I'm going to have peace about some stuff. You can be doing whatever you want to, but I'm going to have peace. I'm not going to let anything come and steal my peace. When we get oppressed and depressed and we hang out there and we live there, those things are going to happen to us, but peace should be the reigning factor and all of that. We should come to that place of, I don't care what's happening with us, we should not let the devil oppress and depress us, because the greater one lives in us. He takes his abode in us, and he should be precious in us. That's one of those traits. And it also say one of the ones that we don't like is that long suffering. Listen, we're going to suffer through some stuff, y'all. It says long-suffering. But we, our faith in God can bring us to a place of peace regardless of what's going on in our lives. You know, it comes a time when we got to just face the giants. It comes a time when we're going to have to stand up in front of the devil and declare the word of God in spite of what's going on. We got to know who we are. But most of all, we got to know whose we are. When those things come against us, we got to know that the Holy Ghost has already prepared us for war, so we can go through these things without just giving up and being like the world. Something happened and we can't get over it. You know, that's not the spirit living in us, because that spirit gonna bring us to a place of peace. I don't care what's going on. I don't care if it's going on with you. I don't care if it's going on with your children. I don't care who it's going on with. God will bring us to a place of peace, because peace lives in me. Peace dwells in me. So we have to come to that place of letting the Holy Spirit rule in our lives. And what happens a lot of times is we got I syndrome. It's all about me. How I think, how I feel. And we override the Holy Spirit. And when we do, we get into the flesh. We get into the flesh. So we have to come to that place of knowing that we have to let the Holy Spirit rule and reign in our lives. That's the traits of the Holy Spirit, the working of the Holy Spirit within us. And also, another personality of the Spirit is His will. We got to let the Spirit of God living in us lead, guide, and direct us. We got to give up what I think, what I like, and everything else, and let the Spirit rule and reign. Now I'm going to talk about me. I had this recurring dream for a long time, is that I was leaving Columbia. You know, it just kept coming. And I knew I was hearing from the Holy Spirit. But the Holy Spirit had not told me any other thing except it just showed me moving out of the city. So I decided, well, I think I'm going to move to Charlotte. I'm going to move to Charlotte. So that was a decision that I made. Now, I'm thinking that that's the will of God. But doors kept closing. I mean, I went and looked at housing in Charlotte, and I thought, oh, God, how am I going to get here? How can I buy a place? How am I have an apartment? Because you have to understand that I was in a house for over 20 years, and you can imagine what my mortgage was up against now. What the rent was and everything else, and it was really high. And I was just stressing out about it. Again, you have to understand that the Holy Spirit gives us peace. I couldn't get no peace. It was just everything I was trying to do, nothing would open up. And finally, I had to go back and pray about it. And Holy Spirit spoke to me and said, I just chose you that you would leave in Columbia. I didn't tell you where to go. That decision was yours. I had to stop and regroup. But then years later, because it was years later, I started having those dreams all over again. I knew I was leaving. And so now I did the same thing over again. I decided I wanted to go to Florida. Same thing happened. Doors start closing. Everything that I was trying to do, nothing worked. I don't care what it was. I signed papers, y'all, for houses that I was going to buy, apartments and everything. And God got me out of it by a miracle. And finally, I had to come back and realize That wasn't God either. God told me I was leading, but he didn't tell me where. So at that point, I could have no peace. That's one of the ways that we can know that it's not the Spirit of God. If the Spirit of God is talking to you, and if the Spirit of God is telling you something, you're going to have a peace. You're going to be able to rest in that. You're going to be able to take your abode in it. But if you can't get peace, if you're up and down and you're wondering what I'm going to do and you're fighting and you're trying to force it, it is not the Holy Spirit. Galatians 5:16 says this to us. This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh, and they are contrary the one to the other, so that you cannot do the things that you would. That is that own will that you got that fight against the will of God, and it's a constant battle, y'all. We never reach that point where that flesh ain't going to come in. So we got to know ourselves. And I got to know that old man inside of me. I got to come to that conclusion that if I'm relying more on self, if it's all about me, that Holy Spirit is being left out. I got to do it. I want. It's all about me. And when we get to that place, we need to regroup. But what do God want? Am I allowing the Holy Spirit to lead and guide me even though I don't want to do that? Have I matured enough that I can let go and let God? That comes with maturity. That comes with relying more on the Spirit of God than relying on ourselves. And for me, it's hard to do because I'm a single woman, no children, nothing else, and I rely on Lillian a whole lot. I'm used to taking care of myself. So I have to get to that part. I have to get to that part of letting go and letting God. I got trouble with letting people help me. I have. I just got trouble with it. I don't want to be no problem to nobody else. So I'll walk till I drop. And that's a problem. Even though I say I'm praying, but am I yielding to the Holy Spirit? No, it's all about my comfort. I don't feel comfortable with asking them to do that. I don't feel comfortable with nobody doing that to me. That when we get to that place, you know, that's just like a baby that has just an id. He doesn't have a personality or ego yet, but he has an id. And that id is, I don't care what you're doing right now. I want my ball, and I'm going to scream and cry until you come in here and do it, because I've already learned that when I do that, I get my way. And it doesn't matter if you're cooking. It doesn't matter if you're praying. It doesn't matter if you're sleeping. I want my baller now. I want my diaper change now. And so he'll do whatever he has to do until you come and take care of it, whatever that is. As Christians, sometimes we have not reached enough maturity because we are maturing as we go, as to know the difference of what I want and what Holy Ghost is trying to do inside of me. And the way I can recognize that is I have to go back to the traits. I mean, there is no stressing of the Holy Ghost that lives inside of me. He don't get stressed out. So I got to know if I'm constantly being stressed out all the time, I need to depend not upon me, stop trying to fix it, and give it to God. Let him do it, because he has a will for us. And he has to lead, guide, and direct us to where he wants to go, even before ministry. We got calls on our lives. And if Jesus had to have that Holy Spirit to lead and guide him, we got to have that Holy Spirit lead and guide us that liveth inside of us to prepare us for what God has for us in ministry and even just for life. We got to have that indwelling of the Holy Spirit living in us. So we have to yield to the will of God. And now we come to this part of asking ourselves another question. And that question is, does the Holy Spirit have emotion? Holy Spirit, we've looked at some of the characteristics of the Holy Ghost. We've looked at the will of the Holy Ghost. And now we're just going to start to look at some of the characteristics of the Holy Ghost. And we're going to look at 1 Corinthians, 1 Corinthians 6. We're going to look at 1 Corinthians 6, and we're going to go to verse 17. And we're going to see what the word says about that. Because when we're not sure, let's see what his word say about his emotions. And it says, we're going to start with 17. 17. But he that John, okay, I'm going to go up one. 16. Know ye not that he which is joined to a harlot is one body? For two, says he, shall be one flesh. But he that is joined unto the Lord is one spirit. Can have one spirit operating in you. Because the Spirit of God that lives in us has emotion. And he says to us, flee fornication. Every sin that a man doeth is without the body, but he that commits fornication sinneth against his own body. What know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which you have of God, and you are not your own? Listen, you don't own your body. Your body don't belong to you. And the same way you cleanse your body, you get up and you wash your face and you wash your body and you put stuff on it, you know, you put your deodorant on and you rub it down with a lotion and you're taking care of that body and you want to brush those teeth and comb that hair. You know, I do that some days. I got up today, ain't going nowhere, and actually still got on my pajamas. But I did all that little stuff in the preparation of my body. Even went in there and put earrings on. I'm sitting up here with earrings on in my pajamas. Put some lipstick on. I'm just taking care of this body. But I got to be careful what I allow in this temple, because this temple has the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit get emotional about what you put in it. The Holy Spirit is concerned by what you put in it. And that even with every all five senses. It's what we put in our body, our eye gate and ear gate, mouth gate. You know, you're saying stuff out, speaking telling lies or gossiping, all of that stuff coming out of your mouth. Holy Spirit lives in here. Holy Spirit lives in here. Putting drugs, alcohol, anything else in the inside of this body. Holy Spirit lives in here. So it ain't enough to clean up this outside, but we got to make sure that we keep that inside closed, because that Holy Spirit is emotional. Think about it. When Ananias and Sapphira came, and they were selling land, and they said they were going to give the money to the apostles so they could distribute it where it needed to go. And they decided that they were going to keep it, some of the money, for themselves. But the Holy Spirit was grieved, the Bible says. The Holy Spirit was grieved by what they did, not because they kept the money. They could have kept it all, but because they lied to the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit got into his emotions. And because of that, it caused the Holy Spirit to cause them to drop dead. Listen, it is a bad thing for us to grieve the Holy Spirit, to lie to the Holy Spirit, to bring blasphemy against the Holy Spirit, and to quench the Spirit. We sometimes do that. That quenching of the Spirit is when I don't allow the Spirit that freedom to do what it wants to do. If you've ever been in a service where the Spirit is high, and I'm not talking about the Holy Spirit that lives in you, there is also the Spirit that can the Spirit of God that is corporate. It can be on many people at one time. I don't know about you, but I've been in a situation where the Spirit of God was so heavy in there, and all we needed to do was to raise our hands and just glorify and praise God. I mean, just to get into his presence. And all of a sudden, the pastor get up and cut off that anointing and that power, and he think he has to go in to his sermon. But in fact, he's quenched the Holy Spirit. Because we got to know that God, the Spirit of God, works in more than one way. It don't just work through the Word of God, but there are times when I'm in my house, just me, I got the praise music on, and I'm just praising God. Spirit of God just fills up this place, and I find myself praising and crying and just enjoying his presence. We grieve the Holy Spirit when we want to tell it how to act, when to act and how to act. But being children of God, because Holy Spirit don't leave you. Once that Holy Spirit come to be indwelling you, well, I won't say it won't leave, because if we get back there where we refuse the Holy Spirit or turn against the Holy Spirit or don't want the Holy Spirit, it can leave us. But my God, we got to do a lot for that. We got to do a lot of dirt and a lot of stuff for the Holy Spirit to lead. But the Holy Spirit is ministering through us in many ways. And if we could ever think about the Holy Spirit as being a person, if we can think of that Holy Spirit as being that third person in the Trinity, if we can think about that Holy Spirit of being alive in us, if we can think of that Holy Spirit and knowing everything about me, every move I make, every time I pray, everything that comes into my eyes and into my ears, if we would know that the Holy Spirit Spirit is there and the Holy Spirit sees, then we wouldn't be so wild. We'd just go out there and do whatever we wanted to do. Because if I could see Jesus right now walking in the physical, man, I would be trying to straighten up and doing this and doing that because I can see him. The Holy Spirit, just that person who comes in the form of the Spirit, but he sees and knows everything about you. And believe it or not, the Spirit knows you better than you know yourself. And then the Holy Spirit not only has emotions, he is omnipresent all the time. He's always with us. The Holy Spirit is also active because the Holy Spirit is our strength. When we are weak, he is strong. I mean, sometimes we do things that we didn't think we could do. And it is the interaction of the Holy Spirit within us. I had lost something behind this a section of it I got in here. The remote, it had fallen between there. And this thing is heavy. But I want you to know I start pushing on that thing. It was like a supernatural strength. Because I had looked for it for 2 days. Holy Spirit showed me where it was. He let me know it's under that couch. But I couldn't see it by looking under it from the front. How I pushed that thing out the way had to be the strength of the Holy Spirit within me. So we got to know that the Holy Spirit is active in our lives. He strengthens us. He leads us. And he guides us. There are times when we can pray, we put something somewhere, and all of a sudden you go to it just like that. That was the Holy Spirit living in us. We got to know that we're never alone, y'all. We're never alone. Holy Spirit will never leave nor forsake us. That Holy Spirit is always with us. And that Holy Spirit comes so that he can lead us, guide us, direct us, protect us, and be with us. And sometimes we treat it like he's not a person, with feelings and emotions and all of that. So we got to be careful how we treat this gift, hallelujah, that God gives us. This is that gift. This is part of the Godhead that God leaves here for us. It's our power without the Holy Spirit. And I'm talking about the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. Without that indwelling of the Holy Spirit, we can do nothing. We can't accomplish nothing. I don't care how much money you got. I don't care how many friends you got. I don't even care if you walk and do some stuff in your giftings. You're not achieving a thing unless you're being led by the Spirit. You know, because he said there's going to be people that's going to prophesy and preaching and teaching. And when they stand before God, God will say, I didn't even know you. And the reason is that they were operating in the flesh. See, you can do it. I mean, that's a gift from God. God gives us gifts, and that's a different teaching. I won't even go into that. But there are gifts that God gives to the body. And his gift is without repentance. So God can give you a gift of preaching, but you have to receive the Holy Spirit and be changed and transformed by the renewing of your mind. It has to be a change because we've seen them on TV just preaching to get people to send them in money. send in money. And they on TV preaching with no anointing or anything else, but it's a gift that they have of gab. Have you had some people that just got the gift of gab? And they can talk a good talk. They can do that all day, but it's no substance within them because they don't have the Holy Spirit. And that's why God always tells us, try to spirit with the Spirit. Because we be fooled a lot by people that ain't got nothing going on. Are they doing, or we can let people operate in the church, and we know that they ain't living right. And I can sit under that teaching because it sounds good. He has a gift, but it's not anointed. And it's not by the leading of the Holy Spirit. Because we got to always remember that your will does not die from being converted. It does not die. That will is still in you, and you can use it at any time you want to. But it's always struggling against the Spirit of God that lives in us. The Holy Spirit also intercedes for us. There's that interceding of the Holy Spirit. When we pray, sometimes we don't even know what to pray. But the Holy Spirit knows. And by the time you get to our advocate, Jesus Christ, by the time to get to God, it's exactly what it's supposed to be. Because the Spirit of God, that Holy Spirit living in us, intercede to us, for us. And also the Holy Spirit, he reveals spiritual blessings to us. Man, if you ain't hearing nothing from the Holy Spirit, if you're not led by the Holy Spirit, or if the Holy Spirit haven't revealed to you blessings, we missing out on a lot of stuff. Those things you think you can't have, you can get it by trusting and being led by the Spirit of God. He guides us, and the Holy Spirit teaches us truth. Teaches us truth. That's one thing that I like about the Spirit of God. Because there are sometimes when we can hear something and not quite know whether it's the truth or not, because it sounds so much like it. I never will forget this, and this was years ago. And I don't know, some of you might have known Pastor Eddie Getz. He's deceased, but I went to his church, and he always had the Believers Conference at the Township every year. And one year, because we were under Miles Monroe's ministry, one year we were there, and Miles Monroe had with him Tony Nelson, Bertrand Beard. They came with him. They were supposed to be prophets and men of God. And Tony Nelson was up praying, and he was speaking or talking, preaching, I'll say, and he was saying that the black man was the eye of the church, and that the children spent 40 years in the wilderness because Moses, his father-in-law, because he did not listen to his brother-in-law and take the route that he had told him to go. I'm sitting there, and I said, I don't think he had no sons. I think he had all daughters. That just came to me, and people were just, yeah. I mean, it the way he brought it, it sounded good, but it was not true. And the Holy Spirit within us will let us know. It will lead and guide us into all truth. I just want to sum this up tonight because I don't want to be with us alone, and I don't want to take a whole lot of time. It's so much that we could do with this Holy Spirit, but I want to not take up all our time. That you got to listen to the Holy Spirit. I don't care if he's speaking. I don't care if it's me or whoever it is. If it don't line up with the word of God, it's not of God. And we can get a hype because, again, men have learned to get us into our emotions and not necessarily walking in the Spirit of God. And we get so caught up to we're not hearing what they're actually saying. So we got to rely on the Holy Spirit even when we're listening to the word come, so that it would teach us truth. It would just, something in your spirit will let you know something about that is not quite right. And the last thing I want to say is he convicts. If you're never convicted of doing nothing, if you can do anything without a conscience, you can steal, you can lie on your brother. I went to General Dollar and I got two of those 24 things of water. But I drank I drank one can of water, but I cooked with the other can of water, just any kind. But bottled water. But that Aquafina is what I drink. I don't want no other bottled water than that. And I had it at the bottom, and I had this purified water on top of it. And so when they scanned it, they scanned the one on the top twice. And I'm standing there, and I hear this voice say, "Oh, you're going to get that water cheap. You're going to get that water cheap." And then I heard the Holy Spirit say, "And you know that's cheating, right?" And I said, "Oh, my God." I was convicted in my spirit. And it might seem like a little thing, y'all, but that's how the devil sets up. That's what the devil would do to get us off of the course of where God wants us to be, by saying it ain't nothing but a little thing. You ain't hurting nobody by doing that. They won't even know the difference if you do it or not. But I had to tell them, because they cost different money. I had to say, "Did you scan that twice?" And she said, "Yeah." I said, "Yeah, but I had Aquafina in the bottom. It costs more." And they looked at me real strange, but they did it. But it may be a little thing that don't mean much to you, and we don't think much about that. But I don't ever want to stop the blessings of God. Think about Ananias and Sapphira. We don't want to lie to the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit lives in us. So the Holy Spirit convicted me standing there. So I just want to say to each of us, be respectful of the gift that God has brought us. And as he said in his word, we do not belong to ourselves. We belong to God. And we got to live that life that he wants us to live, by the renewing of our mind. And what we do with the Holy Spirit living in us is important. Father, we thank you for your word tonight. We thank you, Father, for who you are and all that you do. We ask in the name of Jesus, Father God, that we be good stewards, that we come before you, Father, all the time with repentant hearts, because we know, God, we've all done things we haven't been proud of. God, we know that we all fall short every day of your glory and your goodness. But we thank you for that perfect gift of the Holy Spirit living us to lead and guide us and direct us into all truth. So, Father God, I just bless the ears of the hearers tonight. And, God, I know it ain't nothing new. It ain't nothing different. It ain't nothing that they haven't heard. But, God, I pray that it was something in it for everybody, just as a reminder, God, just to take us back, to help us just remember that you know it all and you see it all, and it matters. So, Father, we praise you tonight. We give you glory and honor. It's in Jesus' precious name we pray. And again, I want to thank you for this opportunity to share this with your people tonight. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Praise God. We give God glory. Praise the Lord about the Holy Spirit. Amen. And how the Lord blessed and some things to be a refresher, but other things that was some revelations and some knowledge that was brought to the table, which is a blessing. We bless God. Praise God. I always was fascinated by the fact that how God uses the that example that you said about bringing, leading the Holy Spirit, I mean leading Jesus in the wilderness. Praise God. I had that revelation, but I like the way the Lord bless you to bring it out and say that the same, that he has part man, part God, that he had to, that he had to be led by the Spirit. It's just another blessed way that you brought it to bring it more even clear. Praise God, than the knowledge I already had, but thank God for even that for everybody. But I'm going to leave space later for us to have remarks and anybody need prayer. But I do like that latter part that you brought out, and I've used an example about grapes many years ago when God say we used to snack, tasting the grapes. And one day, I think it was probably been, I know it's probably been about my daughter's 30-something, probably about 20-something years ago, and I remember him saying, that's stealing. And I remember a message after that, because you cannot weigh the grapes that you done put inside of you, even though you might buy the bag of grapes. You done ate 5, 6, 10 of them before you got ready to get to the register. So that was stealing. So when you brought that word back out about that, too, about the conviction, and sometimes I ride out of the store, and man, I done left something on the cart. I take it back to the store, regardless. I take it back. Some of my children, we go ahead and put it. Nah. I mean, the person, because we're ready, we're rushing. Even when I'm by myself, I take that item back and give it to her. Sometimes they look at you strange. Other times they don't. But in the meantime, when you got a conviction by the Holy Spirit, you have to do like it, because I don't want my blessings held up. Something else I might really, really need, whether it's a spiritual, natural, or physical, then we turn back around other things we do, them little foxes. But nevertheless, praise God. We're going to open all the lines. Bless the Lord for those, glory to God, that may want prayer. But I thank the Lord again for the prophet, how God bless and use you for his glory for tonight. And we're praying God continue to strengthen you. Pray, Lord, that the virtue be back in your body in the name of Jesus, that the stirring of the fire, and as he bless you to pray for these that may have I'm almost finished, that may have a prayer request, and after that we will take the remarks of any that have, and I know there's some things, like you already said, we may know, but I know also there were some things that were spoken in there for revelation and other things that was brought clarity to the table, and I know it was some things in there probably brought some conviction upon some hearts too that thought, well, no big deal, it's a little thing, but God sees all and know all, and he wants us to be able to walk as honest and in integrity and obedient to the Spirit of God. So sometimes we've got to have those refreshers. Amen. Bless the Lord. At time, all the lines are open, so anybody that have a prayer request, before we take these remarks, we take the remarks afterwards. If you have a prayer request now, the prophet's on the line, and we'll be in agreement with her to pray with you. Bless the Lord. At this time, you may give your request.
Amen. I got a prayer request. Praise God. I thank and praise God. Hallelujah for being the true and living God. My prayer request is that we touch and agree for those that may have the flu or some form of respiratory sickness, and those who may be homeless or may be selling their bodies and may have addictions. That may have been a lot, but... Those are my special requests, please, in Jesus' name. Amen.
We'll probably put some of the other ones together, but let's go ahead and take that one since there were so many at once. I'll be ready to cover that, and then we'll go ahead and put some of the others together.
Oh, yes, ma'am, and I'm sorry. And my granddaughter, my youngest granddaughter, my daughter said she's been having some headaches, so they're going to have some tests to make sure and rule out some different things. But I told her she may be just having some growing things, but we don't accept anything that the enemy try to speak and say because, you know, she's going to be 11 years old, so, you know, her little body may be going through changes, but I don't even accept a headache because I didn't read in the Bible that I had to have a headache. So just pray that God's healing power will take care of that, and we're not accepting no wolf tickets from Satan in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah.
Praise God. Praise God. Father, we do honor you, and we praise you tonight because we know that the thief comes not but to steal and to kill and to destroy. You come that we might have a life and have life abundantly. So, God, we come together tonight touching and agreeing for those that are sick, got respiratory problems, flu, and any other ailments in the name of Jesus. God, we know that you are a healer. You already sent your word to heal us, dear God, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father, for those that's on the street tonight. God, we don't know what their condition is. We don't even know why they're out there. But, God, we ask your protection be around them in the name of Jesus, that you keep them, Father God, from being cold or having the flu. We pray that every need they have be met in the name of Jesus. And we also thank you, God, for the facilities that will be open, God, that can allow those people to come in and get warm and give them food and any other needs they have in the precious name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you for all that you do and all that you're doing. And we pray most of all, Father God, for those that are homeless, those that are sick, those that are destitute, those that are in nursing homes and all those places. God, we are praying for your protection, and we are praying, God, that they be filled and saved by your power in the name of Jesus. And, God, we do lift up this grandbaby to you right now, Father, in Jesus' name, for by your stripes she is healed and whole. And we are believing for a good report in Jesus' name. We come in agreement, God, with her grandmother now that it's just growing pains. But, God, we pray that if there's anything going on that the doctors need to see, if there's anything going on that's coming against her body, Father God, we decree and declare healing by your stripes in Jesus' name, and it won't be something that the devil can hide, Father God, that it will have to come out in the open where people can see it and do what they need to do. Because, God, we know that you took all the infirmities, all sickness and diseases in your own body. So now, Father, we do honor you, we bless you, and we give you praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. And thank you, ma'am.
Praise God.
Okay, if anybody else has, we want to keep it flowing. If you have a request.
I am requesting prayer for my brother that the Lord will bless us with a home that's not expensive and that he will be able to be admitted into a home that's not expensive.
Praise God. And who is this?
This is Romy, and I'm calling for my brother George, who is going through Alzheimer's, and he needs to be put into a home where he can get 4-hour service.
Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Father, we do honor you and praise you tonight. And we are thanking you, Father God, for this brother now in Jesus' name. Father God, you know all of his needs and his desires also. Father, we know that you are a mind regulator. We know that the devil comes to steal, kill, and destroy, and he comes to take our mind. But I thank you, God, that her brother will have the mind of Christ. He'll hold your feelings and purposes in his own heart. We come against the mixture, all hammers, or any other thing, God, that will attack his mind now in Jesus' name. And we're thanking you, Father, for a home for him. God, somewhere where he can be comfortable and somewhere where he can afford and still live good. And putting him in a place, Father God, where people will love him, treat him like a human being, and not steal from him. And God, for somebody that will not abuse him in the name of Jesus. And God, we know that there are a lot of places out there that people just do all things. But God, we serve a God that can do all things but fail. So we're believing your protection around him. And wherever he go, God, it's going to be according to your will, and that he will be treated like a human being the way he deserves to be. So, Father God, we're thanking you for the results now. In the precious name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Thank you.
Praise God. This is Alicia. I'm praying. Sorry, I'm tired. Asking God to bless me. I thank God for all of you and the word that was given on tonight, and for all of you who have been praying for me that I'll be able to get a job where I can work from home, so I'll have less commute time. And so God has answered that prayer. So I get to work from home 3 days a week and 2 days in the office. But for the first month and a half, I may have to travel even further out 5 days a week. So I'm asking God to bless me to be able to get up on time, be there on time, and be able to obtain all the information that I'm supposed to have for training so I can complete my training in the right amount of time, if not before time, to get back to working, to start working from home.
Oh, Father. Oh, God, we praise you and we honor you and we thank you for Alicia, God. We thank you for what you've already done in her life, God. We thank you for giving her a job, God, where she can be at home most of the time and have to travel part of the time. And, God, as she's made her request made known to you, Father God, that during this month and a half she's going to have to travel further than she's been traveling, God. But we are praying for traveling mercies. We're praying, Father God, that you're going to wake her up on time, renewed and ready to go, and being alert on that road as she travels. We're praying, Father God, that in the midst of her traveling, God, that the Holy Ghost will be with her, angels being in camp, as we're going to come against accidents, mishaps, or any other thing in Jesus' name. And, God, we just want to thank you that month and a half is going to go by so fast, Father God, that she's not going to even realize it's over. God, we're praying in the precious name of Jesus that you continue to watch over her, to keep her, Father God, keep her in your ways, keeping her safe, dear God. And we come against any distractions or any other thing, God, that will keep her from getting the proper rest and sleep that she needs, so that she can get up alert and ready to go. And we are praying, Father God, for her strength now in the precious name of Jesus. So, God, just keep her. Keep this woman of God and give her peace even in traveling now in Jesus' name. And, God, we believe in you that you're going to keep her covered under the blood during this time. And we thank you for it. It's in the name of Jesus we pray. Amen.
Praise the Lord, Prophet. Could you pray for Teresa? She went and had her surgery done, and everything come out real good. She went back to her appointment that she had last week. She went this week, Pat. She went back there. Everything looked good and everything, but now she just have a little problem with the blood pressure. I don't know what's going on with her blood pressure. It just, you know, keep going up and down and stuff, and but she's feeling good, praise God. Thank God for that. She's feeling real good. And also for Catherine, that she feels kind of having a problem with that bowel, that her bowel movement and stuff. Yes. So she's having a fall with that too. Keep taking those off. Those what you call those things they have to take, the positive things. She has to keep taking them off and on. So pray for, I'm just asking you to pray for them, those two. And I have a prayer report for Pori, but I'll wait. I don't know if I can see it now. Can I say it now, sister, or wait till she prays? Did she hear me? Go ahead. Well, you can go ahead and pray for them. I'm going to go ahead and tell the prayer report for Pori when y'all was praying for her about.
Okay, go ahead.
When y'all was praying for Pori about her, about the grave, come to find out that she had a grave, that they had to get their graves this week, and come to find out that the man that she was taking English took and put her grave down real low and stuff. He put it real low, and the people at the school the other day, they seen that her grade was real low, and they went and talked to the man and see what was going on about it, and they put it up, and she made a higher grade. So thank God for, because he was just trying to just keep her not to have a good grade, and they say he might be doing other kids like that too. So just I thank God that God revealed that to the teacher, and that they got it straightened out.
The devil's been busy, but he cannot hold her down. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Father, we do honor you and praise you, and we are thanking you, God, that you're continually watching over us to keep us, because you said the prayers of the righteous avail as much. And I know, God, because that grandmother has prayed over her family, her grandchildren, that the devil won't be able to do what he wants to do to them. So I thank you that this man was uncovered. I thank you, God, that she gets the grade that she deserves. We're thanking you for watching over her and protecting her, and we're thanking you for that good report in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we're thanking you for Teresa now, God. We're thanking you, Father God, for that surgery that went well. We're thanking you, Father God, that you watched over her and that you kept her. God, we thank you that Jesus took all the infirmities and bare our sickness in his own body. We thank you that by his stripes we are healed. God, we don't know what's causing that blood pressure to go up, but you do. But we speak to that blood pressure in the name of Jesus. And we say it got to get in line with your word, dear God, that decree and declare that she is healed and whole in the name of Jesus. We also pray, Father God, that she look at what she's eating to make sure that she's not eating something, God, that makes it go up and doing what she needs to do. But in the meantime, we're thanking you for watching over her, keeping her, and healing her, because you are our healer. And so, Father God, we just bless her now in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for Kathleen, God. Oh, Shabbat, Jose, say, Sunday. Father, you said that we were all wonderfully and fearfully made by you, Father God, and everything in these bodies was created by you, and we command them to operate the way they were created to operate in Jesus' name. So, God, we speak to those sluggish bowels now, Father, in the precious name of Jesus, and we command those bowels, Father God, to move the way they're supposed to move in the name of Jesus. We're believing you, God, that you touched that body, that she's already healed. We're praying, Father God, that whatever the problem is that causes her bowels to be sluggish and not to move, dear God, that you would give her the wisdom to know what that is so that they can come in line with your word. So we speak now and command them to operate. Again, by your stripes, we are healed, God. Not being healed, but we are healed. So we are thanking you, Father God, as you touch that body and strengthen her, Father God, that everything get in line with your word. So we bless her now in Jesus' name, and we believe in you, Father God, for the outcome. In the precious name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Praise the Lord. That's all?
Yeah. No, pray for that son of mine. This is Apostle Burton. Pray for Daniil and pray for Josh and pray for all our children, especially these young ones, in the name of Jesus.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, oh yeah.
Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Father God, you said that your word would not go out void. It was going to accomplish what it sent to do. And God, you've already sent your word out on Neil. And Neil can stop playing. He can stop running, dear God.
My
because
Lord.
Because he is your child. He's called by your name. And we command the devil to take his hands off of your property in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare that Neil shall live to prophesy, to claim, and to declare the work of Almighty God. We don't care how long he go or what he tries to do. He going to have to come back in the name of Jesus. But in the meanwhile, Father God, we're praying your protection around him. We're praying, Father God, that you keep him in sound mind. And we're praying, Father, that you will send somebody in his path who can speak to him, and just like that, his life be turned around.
My Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes,
Father
Lord.
God, let your will, not his will, be done in
Jesus.
The precious name of Jesus. And as we stand in the gap for him, as we continue to pray for him, God, he's going to have to get in line with the word
yes.
in the precious name of Jesus. So we thank you for Neil. We thank you, Father God, that he has made you Lord of his life, that he came in, and because of that, he is no longer his own. He belongs to you. So we come and get Satan, all his tricks now, everything that he do to pull him back into the world. Satan's a liar. He's the author of lies, and he will not have him in the precious name
in your
of
name,
Jesus.
Jesus.
We're thanking you now for that shield of protection around him, Father God. Hallelujah. Until you get to that place where he surrender all, we ask that you keep and protect him. And it's in the precious name of Jesus we pray in Jesus' name. And God, we pray for Josh, and again for all the children, God. The devil have come against them with delusions and all kinds of foolishness and every other
My
thing,
Lord
God,
Jesus.
That the world has said was all right to do. There's no limits, God, that the world have not set. You can be who you want to. You can do what you want to and everything else. But, Father, we are praying for this youth now in the precious name of Jesus. We're praying, Father God, that they're going to come back into that fold. We're praying, Father God, that they're going to recognize who they are, Father God. We're praying, Father God, for your protection. We're praying that they're going to be leaders and not followers, Father, in Jesus' name. And we're praying, God, for that shield of protection around them, that you will protect them and keep them for that soul, that you call them even from the womb now, God, in Jesus' name. As we come against principalities and powers and spiritual wickedness in high places, rule of the darkness of this world, we declare war, and we say that you will not have the children of the next generation of the next in Jesus' name. So we bind Satan against his attack on the youth now in the name of Jesus. We bind him up, and you say whatever we bind in the earth is bound in heaven. God, where he's speaking lies to them, dear God, deceit and deception, we come against that in the precious name of Jesus. And we loose up the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. We lift up, we release that Spirit upon this generation, Father God, that they will be filled with the truth and that they will live and not die to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ and him being crucified. In the precious name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God. If that's the last prayer request, we're going to go ahead and take remarks. And since Apostle's on the phone now, and while you're already there, just go ahead and have your remark. Then we just follow through with whoever else has after you, and they'll take a couple of minutes and not just give us a sermon. Just give us a few words of your encouragement to the prophet. But go ahead, Pastor.
The prophet, I thank God for you today. I thank God for what I heard, how the Holy Spirit moves in us and through us, and what happened to Ananias and Sapphira. And so many people still lying to the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit know us better than we know ourselves. And I thank God for how you allowed God to let you walk through and tell people different things about who the Holy Spirit is. And as you was talking, you hit about the grapes, and I turned the phone around so my girls could hear, and they started laughing because that's what they was used to doing, going in the store and, you know, going through the store eating grapes and, you know, thinking nothing of it. But, you know, just like you say, you can't weigh the ones you done ate.
That's right.
But I thank God for how the Holy Spirit moves, and I thank God for, just like you said, also how the Holy Spirit will quicken you, Jesus. When you going wrong or you getting ready to do something wrong, the Holy Spirit will quicken you to tell you, no, you can't do that. And if we learn to listen to the Holy Spirit, we'll be in a better place with the Lord. We will be more prosperous, because if the Holy Spirit tell you to give everything you got in your wallet, he getting ready to bless you. But a lot of us won't listen to him, especially financially wise. But I thank God for your words of wisdom. And you said, I know y'all done heard it before, but ain't nothing about like bringing things back to people remembers, because so many of us forget who the Holy Spirit is. And he's the third person in the Godhead. And God sent him here for a reason. Yes. So I pray, God, that we all continue to listen to the Holy Spirit from what you spoke today. I pray, God, that we will listen to the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I thank and praise God for the woman of God, Prophetess Bird. In Jesus' name, I love the message. Praise God, the person of the Holy Spirit. I love the song, Like a Rose Trampled on the Ground. You took the fall and thought of me above all. I appreciate that song. Praise God. I thank and praise God for every point you brought out, how that if Jesus was led by the Holy Spirit, then we are human beings. We are man, and we definitely need to be filled with the Spirit, led by the Spirit, walk in the Spirit. Yes, we need the Holy Spirit's guidance, and we need to be quick to be in obedience to what he says. I thank and praise God how the Holy Spirit, I was in here watching He-Man, that's a cartoon, about 12-something at night. And the Holy Spirit said, you know, you got to fix some breakfast and take to the women's meeting tomorrow, Saturday morning. I said, let me shut my TV off and go to sleep. But if he hadn't reminded me, I probably would have forgotten. And the Holy Spirit is an excellent alarm clock. I wanted to say that, because a lot of times I'll say, Holy Spirit, wake me up at such and such. And I don't even have to set the clock. He will wake me up on time. I thank and praise God for all the messages that you gave us. And I'm going to hurry up and shut up, that our bodies is a temple of the Holy Spirit. So we need to be careful with what we put into our bodies and just be led by the Spirit. And he's omnipresent. I thank and praise God for his Holy Spirit. I thank and praise God for you, woman of God, for bringing such a mighty word. Thank you. Amen.
I'm just agreeing with what you said about the alarm clock, because that's who have me when I got an appointment. Sometimes I'll get in the way and be up a little bit earlier and I'm like, ah. But that's a blessing, because that's what I use too as well. Oh, praise God. Go ahead. Amen. Anyone else?
Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for using your prophet. Powerful, powerful word you bring today. Because wasn't for the Holy Spirit, where would we be? As we have to know that his word is strong. And one thing you said that I had to laugh a while when you talk about people going to the store with the grapes. I said, I always believe one time I went to the store with a girl and I saw her take something. She didn't see me, but I saw her. And, you know, I was so upset about it, but I didn't say nothing to her. But I never again, when she asked me to go with her anymore, I never again go with her because I never did agree with things like that. I just don't believe you're supposed to take something that is not yours. But I thank God for the lesson that you bring tonight. And I know it's nobody but the Lord guide you to bring that lesson in. Because a lot of people have to believe. Pastor Burton says something that a lot of people still need to come to realize. When God tell you do something, baby, do it. Because the Holy Spirit is not going to deceive you. So I'm glad that you brought that message tonight. Amen.
Amen.
Hello. Thank you so much, Prophetess Bird, for that word that you brought us tonight. It was awesome. And if you didn't know about the Holy Spirit, you know now.
Amen.
And I just appreciate that lesson that you brought. We thank God for you, and we ask him to help you to live long and preach many, many more sermons of that magnitude.
Amen.
Thank you.
Praise God.
Thank you. Praise the Lord. I was waiting somebody else. Praise the Lord. I thank God for a prophet on tonight. I was listening to it. I was listening at the part where you said, do the Holy Spirit have emotions? And that the Spirit knows us, you know. He knows everything about us. And I like that part where you were talking about how the Holy Spirit, you know, like, there was part where you were talking about, there was some part you were talking about, and it made me think about where you, sometimes you don't have peace at things. Let me see if I had that. I had it written down. We should have peace knowing no matter what we are going through. It was just like when you lose something. I think you said you were pulling out something. When you lose something, and how I think I told y'all this one time before, how I got so upset and I was like burning down. I was burning down about the situation where I had lost a certain thing. I'm not going to call it out, but I had lost a certain thing, and I just couldn't find it. And I knew what was that, and it was just like the kids kept telling me I had misplaced it, and I said, I know I didn't misplace it. I said, I know where it at. I put it somewhere, and what it was really, what the enemy was really trying to do to me, trying to make me think about, it was like a mind thing. That's what it was, it burned my mind, making me think otherwise about saying that your mind is this and your mind is that. But God revealed it to me, and I went to my closet one day, and when I went to look at my bag, and I kept looking at that bag, but I didn't ever open the bag up. But the Spirit of the Lord was leading me to open the bag, but I didn't ever open the bag up. So I just kept going back and sit down. And so over at night, that nighttime, it just came to the Spirit of the Lord, came to me again, and when I went to the bag and looked at it, and that's where the thing that I was looking for right then. And when that happened to me, it was just like the Spirit of the Lord just came over me so peaceful, because I was so burdened about that thing. It was just like my mind. It was just like a mind thing. And my mind was so peaceful after I found out what it was. I mean, where it was at. And so I just thank God for the Holy Spirit and stuff. I just thank God for that, for the part. And there was another part you were saying, we don't belong to ourselves, and we don't belong to ourselves, because the Holy Spirit, he knows everything about us, and he'll lead us and he'll guide us if we just listen. We just have to listen, and he'll lead us and guide us in the right way to go. So I praise God for you, Apostle, and I'm a prophet, and I thank God for you. Amen.
Praise God. That amen. Yeah. Like try to spirit right there when something is leading, when we hear it and say something, and it may it be the spirit of the Lord that be lead us and try it at least. So it teaches us even more to at least look and try.
Mm-hmm.
And so if it happens, yeah. It happens. Not very men. So that's just teaching us more and more, even in those lessons. Praise God. Anyone
amen.
Else?
Yes. God bless.
Oh, my
God,
Lord. Bless the Lord. We have the
I went through so much the past couple of weeks, but I love when the word when a prophet was talking about not grieving the Holy Spirit, not quenching the Holy Spirit, just let go and let God, basically, what he was saying, because you know, because many times we quench the Holy Spirit and we're like we could take the wrong direction or do the wrong thing or don't want to do something when the Holy Ghost or we're doing something we ain't supposed to do and we're quenching the Holy Spirit. And I went through so much the past couple of weeks. I was supposed to start work last Monday, but I had to call out and I was in the bed for a whole week, body sore and aching and things like that. But even through it all, I just kept saying, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
and I got up yesterday and we went to prayer and I told everybody, I said, I don't know too much. I said, but one thing I do know, I know this, I'm in Christ Jesus. And I love it because you said it's very important and necessary that we are endowed with the Spirit of God, that we are filled with the Holy Spirit living in the inside of us. I said, I know one thing. This is what I do know. I'm in Christ Jesus.
Praise God.
The Holy Spirit lives in the inside of me. And then today you come back with this message right here. And I said, Lord, I thank you. I may not see, you know that song, I don't know much about history.
Mm-hmm.
Don't know much of G-Hop, but I do know, you know, and the thing is I do know that I'm in Christ Jesus. So through it all, no matter what I go through, I know He's still leading me. He's still guiding me. He's still comforting me. He's still raising me up. He still brought me out.
Amen.
And so I went to church today, and I'm just as happy as could be. And I just thank God for the word. I thank you, prophetess. I thank you for the word. Amen. Happy New Year.
Jesus.
We may not have got those calls in, but there were definitely times you were asked about and prayed for, and I know Mother Alexander, myself, I know some of the others too as well. So we just got to get a little bit on top of some private calling a little bit more frequently, even though we have been praying for you. Bless the Lord. But so wonderful to hear your voice.
Amen.
God bless you through and bless you out.
Amen. Thank you. Could you repeat that?
I was saying we thank God that he brought you through and brought you out. I said we had been praying for you. Got to do a little bit better about calling. I had mentioned it, but in the meantime, and I know I didn't hear from that last call I made, but it's been a while back. But I said Mother Alexander, myself, and I know Mother Willett probably is too, as well as the other ones, and I know McCormick and different ones that we had been having in mind for prayer, even if the prayer was offline. So just glad to hear that you're back. And different one of us had different things going on in our lives too as well. But we thank God he's brought us through and brought us out.
Right.
Amen.
Mother Willette and Mother McCormick, they've been texting me. They've been keeping up. I've been texting them back and stuff like that. Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Mother BJ, he came in my spirit early this morning, and I was supposed to text him, but this is one of them things where sometimes we don't obey what the Holy Spirit tells us to do. I was supposed to text mm-hmm. him early before I went to church and just let him know we was checking in with him, but we kept him in our prayers, and we thank and praise God for Brother Black. Good to hear your voice.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes, when we've been doing prayer offline, and so that intention to call, even sometimes mentioning to the other ones about calling, sometimes we just, so many people have different things going on, but the prayers, seriously, because I'm not going to lie for nobody, ain't going to help nobody, but prayers have been going up for you. It's just the touching, on the phone.
Amen.
That you didn't bother to get those calls.
Amen. Amen, Brother Black. I was going to call you yesterday, but I jumped from one thing to the other two. So I didn't listen to the Holy Spirit, but I praise God and thank God you're doing good.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
One thing I know about this prayer line, I won't ever think y'all ain't praying for me. I won't ever think like that. Hey, but everybody said we was about to do something because we all do it. And she still said, quench not the Holy Spirit. My sister always tells me, I should call Auntie this. Why didn't you? Oh, man. But I'm going to. And it's like we talk about other people doing this and doing that, and God said, and you do the same thing.
Yeah. But if you hear some of the testimonies that went behind the scenes, you'll understand, too, why sometimes it kind of slipped in between, because just about any of us had some things going on in between that time you were talking to. Some of them were pretty serious. And God still blessed. And when you know the character of somebody, thank God you do know our character for that. And that makes all the difference. Even when we see something strange go along with one another, we said, oh, that's not their character. That's not his character. And we bind the devil up and keep it moving.
Amen.
Anyone else have another remarks and so forth before we give the remarks to the pastor of the prophet to speak? Yeah, I said a few things already, and pretty much has already been covered, so I don't need to repeat any more than when she first finished speaking. So in the meantime, anyone else?
And Prophet Bird, I'm getting ready to keep this baby, my baby, little girl, this little baby again in the morning. So y'all just pray for me.
Are you ready? I know the Lord done blessed that COVID is over with. Know you're a little bit stuffy.
Yeah,
yet, but
I feel better. Yeah.
You got your strength back?
Yeah, I feel better now. So she's supposed to come to in the morning.
Okay, then Prophet Bird, she was asking for the, I'm going to be praying and touching agreement. She said both our names, but you say it and I'll be in agreement for the little person
praise
that she's going to be praying for, babysitting.
How old is the baby? She's 3 months.
Well, praise God.
That's her specialty.
Yeah, she was two months when she came to me before I had the COVID. She was 2 months, but now she's turned 3 months since I hadn't had.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God.
Hallelujah. Father God, we want to thank you for your servant. We want to thank you, Father God, that you have given her the patience and the desire to keep these small ones. I thank you, Father God, that you strengthen her body, that she is anointed to do that, Father. And I thank you even for the love and care that she gives this baby, even at a young age, Father, that this baby will know and be acceptable to that, Father. I pray even that these little nuggets that she'll get in this part of her life, God, will be in her for a lifetime. And I thank you, Father God, that you strengthen her body, you strengthen her mind, and God, that you have given her the desire to do so. So continue to bless her and keep her. Thank you, Father God, that she even a blessing to the mother and father of this child, Father God, that they would know that she's in good care, that she won't be abused or any of the thing, Father God, in the precious name of Jesus. So we bless her. We say that she's anointed to do this. So, God, we bless your servant now, and we thank you for her. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen.
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 Praise
thank
God.
You.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
We're going to turn it over to our Prophet Bird now for tonight for her remarks. And in the meantime, keep our comm leader and Brian on their way back. Hopefully they will be getting out of there after 12 or 1 o'clock this morning so they can leave D.C. From up there from their grandmother's home going to have a funeral or however. And so they should be leaving out hopefully that time and we don't delay. If not, hopefully it don't be too late so they can get back here Monday and get their set prepared for work. So we're praying for those angels to be in camp. All right, we're turning it over to Pastor Bird.
Hallelujah. Father, we thank you. Brother Black, I'll be praying for you too. And even as people are talking, Holy Spirit was convicting me. I'm not a telephone person. And that's for everybody on the line. And that's one of the things that I've been praying to God to change my perspective because I spent a lot of time alone. And so I'm just not one of those people that would pick up that phone and call. That's for everybody on the line tonight. And I know I got to do better in this year in communicating with the people that I pray with and the people that I love and with the people that pray for me.
Pray
so
for me, too.
For me that I will make more calls, that I will be more involved. Because I'm just telling you, my personality, and as you were talking about tonight, that needs to change in me. But I'm not a phone person. But that don't mean I don't have you on my mind or that I'm not praying, because I pray for that divine connection and others all the time. So I'm going to do better, I promise you.
Prophet, may I please say something right quick?
Yes.
You know what? Don't force. I learned one thing. Let us not force ourselves to do anything because it ain't going to work. But long as we ourselves, we know, like a prophetess BJ said, you know, if it's in our heart, that's one thing. But we're one in the spirit anyway. And everybody got something to do. We always got something to do. But every once in a while, it's all right.
That's a good word. But look, the other thing on the other part of that, like the prophet just said, when God, leading by the Spirit, when God convicts our hearts, that's a whole different story. And just like God forces us, it's one thing, but when he's dealing with our heart, we got to learn to yield and obey. And so when we ask for God want us to make the changes, then we got to just, okay, we're not making excuses.
Yeah.
We just don't say, I'm going to yield to him and let him do it. So we bless God because I heard some other requests on the phone. That means God's been dealing with hearts. Because when the word come out like that for it to be said, and then while somebody's still speaking, somebody two or three still saying, I need to do that too, that means God's been dealing with us. But we got to get out of our, like Pastor explained, she just said, I got to get out of my traditional way. And that's something God's dealing with because the more and more we minister, the more and more he expands us to minister more so that we got to be available so that when he deal with our hearts, it won't be just in the prayer because that person's getting the prayer and feeling maybe feeling the effects of it, but sometimes there's a word sometimes or something God might want to do on the other side of that. So we're thanking God on both sides. It's not that you're not to force it, but when he's dealing with us, we're not to just yield to it. We go back to the same result, back to the same old business as usual. We got to start flowing with it because he's expanding us, and he's taking us to the next level and the next round. So in the meantime, when he's doing that, we got to be available to yield to the Spirit. So in the meantime, we're giving the floor back over to our prophet.
Praise God. Praise God. Father, we do honor you and we give you glory. We thank you, God, for being in our midst tonight. We thank you, God, for blessing your people. We thank you, God, for being our provider. We thank you, God, for being our healer. And, God, we thank you for another year all together, God, as we come together as the body of Christ. And we're believing you, God, that things are going to be better this year even than it was last year. I ask now in the name of Jesus, God, that you touch all of those that we've prayed for and that you touch all of those, Father God, who didn't even have a request. We are praying, God, that every need be met. We are praying, God, even for financial blessings, God, this year that we didn't have last year. We are praying, God, even as Pastor was saying, that we know that we need to change because we know our own faults. So, Father God, I thank you as we yield more and more to the Holy Spirit that we come out of self and we come to that place where we let you mold us and that we let you have your way with us in the name of Jesus. So, Father, now I bless everybody that we'll be renewed, we'll be strengthened, and, God, that word even that we heard today, again, I thank you that it was something for everybody in the name of Jesus. So, God, we thank you for Pastor BJ for allowing us to come and share that word today. I ask that you continue to bless her. I thank you that every need she has is met in you, Father God. I do ask that you touch those knees and that sciatic nerve and everything, God, that prevent her from doing the things that she wants to do. I ask, Father God, that you bless her children and her children's children now in the precious name of Jesus. And I got that special request for Carmelita and Brian as they travel tonight. Keep them safe, God. Watch over them as they travel from D.C. back to the city. So, God, we're thanking you for who you are. We thank you for all you do. And help us always to give you praise and honor. It's in the precious name of Jesus we pray. Amen.
Amen. Bless the Lord. We receive that. Praise God. And thank God again for the word, your power is anointed, everybody. And then we'll be on the prayer line for prayer tomorrow. And we pray blessings upon all of you all. Angels of the camp, shalom, shalom. Let that word continue to meditate. Amen in your spirit. Amen. Bless the Lord on my soul and all that's within me. Bless his name. Celebrate Jesus. Shalom. Shalom.
Shalom.
Shalom. Love y'all. Amen.
Love you too.
Did somebody say something? I
don't know.
Love y'all. Say something.
Black did say, you say something? He's gone.
Well, praise God then.
Yes, only three of us left on in that four. Praise the Lord.
All
glory
right.
Be to God for the powerful word. You have a good night. Love you all.
You too. Love you.
Love you. Shalom.
Shalom.